If you were an American in the 1980s, you may have been called upon to weigh in on one of the great debates of any age, Magic versus Bird. The Bird in this case was Larry Bird, a gifted shooter and passer who led his Indiana State University team to the 1979 NCAA championship game, where they lost after an unbeaten regular season. Indiana State was bested by Michigan State, led by Irvin Magic Johnson, who got the nickname because of his wizardry on the court. Their rivalry continued into the NBA when Bird joined the Boston Celtics and Magic was drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers. There was occasional tension between them, but because they respected each other, first begrudgingly, but eventually wholeheartedly, there was a rapprochement. Flash forward to today, where a notable basketball rivalry has taken root between two players of different races. Their competition has spilled over into the professional ranks and has captured the nation's attention, but with two big differences between Magic and Bird. This time, the battle is between two women, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. And while the rivalry 40 years ago was largely friendly, the nature of this contention has grown at times nasty and hostile in a way that Bird and Johnson's never did. Reese, a Baltimore native, and Clark, who is from Des Moines, have circled each other for years, going back to when they were top high school recruits. Their most noted showdown came 2 years ago when Reese's LSU team beat Clark's Iowa for the national title. In that game, Reese made a point to taunt Clark, essentially giving Clark a taste of her own medicine, as she had mocked opponents during the season. Both are rookies in the WNBA this season and have excelled in their own way. Clark, college basketball's all-time leading scorer, regardless of gender, and the first player taken in the 2024 draft, has been the driving force behind her Indiana Fever earning a playoff berth. She is in the top 10 in the league in scoring and is the only rookie in WNBA history to get a triple-double, which is double figures in three categories, and she's done it twice. Meanwhile, Reese, who was taken 7th overall by the Chicago Sky, leads the entire league in rebounding and holds the WNBA record for most consecutive games with a double-double. The team announced Saturday that her season is over because of a wrist injury. While the two players have achieved a somewhat uneasy peace, their respective fans have waged war with each other. The battles play out mainly on social media platforms, where the ugliest of words and stereotypes are fired at each other from game to game along racial and gender lines. It's enough to seriously threaten the growth, both in attendance and television ratings, the WNBA has scratched out in its 27th year. Commissioner Kathy Engelbert has a dilemma the likes of which former NBA Commissioner David Stern never did with Magic and Bird. How Engelbert addresses it will go a long way toward deciding what basketball future Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and the other 142 WNBA players will have. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Threads and Twitter at sportsatlarge. Until next week, for all of us here, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening and enjoy the games.